Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 22 of the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to ask for the sale. So, wherever you're selling, if you're selling a product, if you're selling a service, no matter what you're selling, if you don't have the confidence and assertiveness to ask for the sale, you're not getting sales. By that, I mean you're never going to have enough sales. The common thought that if I give enough value, then people will just ask me for the sale. Totally wrong. Absolutely wrong. Couldn't be more wrong. Maybe 1 in 10. Very rarely will someone ask you for the sale. And that's because it's a salesperson. And when I say salespeople, I mean anyone in any business trying to make any money, that's what I mean by salespeople, it's their job to ask for the sale. And if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. So why is it, and we're going to get into why first, why is it that salespeople don't ask for the sale? If you're listening to this, you probably, and I know you're guilty of it, we all are, I was for a lot too, you'll have a good sales conversation, but you'll be very hesitant no matter how good it goes. There's always a part of you that's hesitant to talk about your pricing, your services, and what you'd recommend for them in terms of your packages when it comes to services or even if it's a product. And this is asking for the sale. And most people really struggle, again, with asking for the sale. If you don't struggle with it now, there's a chance that you have struggled with it. This is one of the most common difficulties in sales, and it's really harmful to your business because, again, if you're not asking, the answer will always be a no. So let's get into some ideas here of number one, the first thing is we're going to stay on the why and why I think people don't ask for the sale. And I think it's fear of rejection. That's the biggest one. It's fear of being rejected, fear of coming off and being, you know, pushy. And we'll stick with the first two. So the fear of rejection, so hearing no, this isn't for me, or no, I'm not buying from you. And the second one is fear of being pushy. There is a common stereotype among salespeople where they feel as if they ask for the sale, they're considered pushy. So what they do is now they stay so far away from pushy, which, let me clarify, you don't want to be pushy, but they end up crossing the line of push over. They become a pushover in the sense of they're passive, they have no assertiveness. People don't resonate to that. People don't respect that. If you're passive and you're basically a pushover when it comes to sales, people are going to take advantage of your time and they're never going to do business with you. They're going to take the value that you provided them with, that all that information that you thought might convince them to wanting to buy from you, and they're going to go and buy from your competitor because they're actually assertive and not afraid to ask. No matter how, I mean, and trust me, people are interested. Like, people can be really interested, but people hate parting with money. They will do anything they can not to spend money, even if it's in their best interest. So this is something that's such an important understanding to recognize when it comes to selling and asking for the sale, because you're going to come across people, and you probably already have, that appear super interested in your product, in your services, and you'll notice is that they still won't ask you for the sale. They're just going to passively play it off, and if you don't ask them for the sale, there's no sale that's going to be happening. So understand this. Number one, rejection is impossible to avoid. In sales, you're always going to experience it. So if you can't get comfortable with hearing no, you'll never hear enough yeses to make a successful business. That's the first thing. The second thing is that fear of being pushy. Throw that away. That serves you no purpose. While, again, let me clarify, you don't want to be pushy. Being pushy is going to harm your sales. Understand the difference between being passive and being pushy. Now, you don't want to be any of these. If you're not pushy enough, you're too passive. And if you're too passive, either way, you're not getting sales. So what you want to be, you might ask, is assertive, assertively confident, meaning when you think it makes sense, you ask for the sale and you ask for the sale with confidence. There's no need to feel pushy when your prospect spends an hour with you, clearly shows some level of interest because they've spent an hour with you. It's your right and your obligation that you've earned to at least ask for the sale. And then maybe they'll say no, maybe they'll say yes, but if you don't ask, you'll never know. So under every situation, when you're having and giving your valuable time, an hour of your time to someone, you should always be asking for the sale. The worst thing that happens is you get a no. And if you can't turn that no into a yes, guess what? Add it to the rejection bank and move on. It's as simple as that. So you've got to understand these two fundamentals, these fundamental understandings, that is, when it comes to asking for the sale. So know that you're not being pushy. The only way you're going to feel pushy is if you're pushing something onto someone that isn't in their best interest. That's not sales. That's not being pushed. That's manipulation. You're manipulating someone into doing something that's not in their best interest. But if you're selling something that's a value that will benefit someone's life, it's your obligation to ask for the sale. It benefits you and it benefits them. And when you're in a situation that benefits yourself and your prospect, for example, who will be your new client, it's your duty to ask for the sale. You've got to ask for the sale. Now, a few ways to ask for the sale, because it is something that's quite difficult for a lot of people, is start off in a slow manner. So it's about asking the right questions. And you can ask for the sale. I'm going to give about 7 questions here that are a soft way of asking for the sale if you want to build into and ease into getting comfortable with it. The first one is, let's pretend you're a coach. That is, you're selling coaching services. The first one is, would you be open to working with a coach? This is a great one. The second one is, are you opposed to working with a coach? The third one is, have you ever considered working with a coach? The fourth one is, what has stopped you from working with a coach in the past? And you can tell as I read through these, they're all extremely light. You know, they're very light, they're soft. There's not even a lot of assertiveness in these questions, but this is a way to transition into becoming more confident, saying, look, here's what I recommend. I recommend we work together for, you know, X amount of months. But these are wonderful ways to get comfortable with asking for the sale. So here are some more. Would you like to hear more about working with a coach? Would working with a coach benefit you? Or my favorite one is, would working with a coach be worth it to you? And now these are simple ones, and it puts your prospect in the state of mind of thinking what it would be like and what their thoughts are like when it comes to working with a coach. So if you're not comfortable with asking for the sale, you don't have to go all in and start big and just, you know, because then you won't be as authentic as you can be. What I'd say is start with these questions that I've laid out here. I put together these questions for a reason. They're very nice, soft ways of asking for the sale until you build up more confidence in asking, where you can start by saying, great, based on what we discuss here, here's exactly the type of plan that I'm going to recommend for you. And when you can say that you're going to make a recommendation by asking for the sale, that's when you're taken with full confidence. When you can say, here's what I recommend based on what you've told me, and then ask for the sale like that, it's a beautiful way of asking. You're going to inspire confidence, and it works wonderfully. So first step is, if you're afraid of asking for the sale, just start doing it. Start with the questions I've laid out. Once you ask for the sale, I mean, it's always all good from there, because if you get a no, try to overcome it. Use objection handling strategies to try and overcome it. And if you can't overcome it, add it to the rejection bank, as I said, and move on. If you never ask, the answer is always no. That's going to be it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone enjoyed. Until next time, take care.